You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis celebrated the Feast of All Souls Day on Thursday, commemorating all those who have died in war, reminding humanity not to forget past lessons, and warning that the only fruit yielded by conflict is death. His words of warning and his powerful condemnation of warmongers came during his homily at the Sicily-Rome American War Cemetery, some 50 kilometres south of Rome. Taking the occasion to reiterate his deep conviction that wars produce nothing more than cemeteries and death, the Pope said he chose to visit a war cemetery as a sign, in a moment when our humanity seems not to have learnt the lesson or doesn't want to learn it.
Di questa umanità che non ha imparato la lezione e sembra che non vuole impararla.
The Nettuno U.S. War Cemetery and Memorial is the final resting place for thousands of men who died during military operations carried out to liberate Italy, from Sicily to Rome, from Nazi Germany. Its chapel contains a list of the 3,095 who went missing. Pope Francis arrived at the war cemetery early in the afternoon so that he could spend time reflecting and paying his personal respects to the 7,860 mostly young soldiers, who gave their lives in the name of freedom and respect for humanity. Walking in poignant silence between the rows and rows of tombstones, Pope Francis bowed to read some of the names and dates inscribed in the white marble, stark reminders of the fact, as he stated during his homily, that the only fruit of war is death. With war, everything is lost.
Con la guerra si perde tutto.
To the sombre congregation gathered on this holy day to honour all those who have died, Pope Francis said he chose to come to a place where thousands died in bloody combat to appeal to the Lord yet again. Please, God, stop them.
Ma per favore, signori, fermate.
No more war. No more useless carnage.
Non più la guerra. Non più. Questa strage inutile.
The Pope delivered his off-the-cuff homily with an emotion charged by the dramatic setting, provided by hundreds of thousands of graves of young men, whose hopes, he said, were cruelly severed, at a time in which the world is again at war, and is even preparing to step up war.
Oggi che il mondo un'altra volta è in guerra, e si prepara per andare più fortemente in guerra. Non più, signori. Non più.
There are men, Francis said, who are doing everything to declare war and to enter into conflict. They end up destroying themselves and everything else. And remarking on the fact that today is a day of hope, but also of tears, he said that the tears wept by those who have lost husbands, sons, and friends at war should never be forgotten. Let us pray, he said, in a special way for all those young people caught up in conflict, many of whom are dying every day in this piecemeal war.
In un momento dove tanti muoiono nelle battaglie di ogni giorno. Questa guerra a pezzetti.
And he remembered the thousands of innocent children who are also paying the price of war. Let us ask the Lord, Pope Francis concluded, to give us the grace to weep.
Che il Signore ci dia la grazia di piangere.
I'm Linda Bordoni.